What do? When the thing that you didn't ask for happens in your life, in the shifting seasons.
You can find yourself stressed out. You can find yourself depressed, mentally fragile because of the experiences, the turbulence that you have gone through.
Setbacks will happen, and when they do,
it's okay to get depressed, it's okay to cry, it's okay to go home, but eventually you have to get over it and move on. The greatest people who've ever walked this planet constantly had setbacks in life and failures. Constantly.
And most people stop at failure. We've all failed at things. It's the most powerful tool you can use. But it all depends on how you use it.
There is a blessing in everything. Behind every moment of adversity in your life, there is a blessing and a lesson. Every moment of adversity has those two things. Pain always leaves a gift. Always.
The depth of your struggle will determine the height of your success.
You're supposed to react. You're supposed to respond. You're supposed to be down for a quick minute, but you get back up. You don't stop.
You keep standing. No matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up.
It takes a lot of guts to pick yourself up when you experience setbacks and people don't see the vision. And you might lose your job. It takes a lot of guts. You don't have nothing but lint in the corner of your pockets. You're out there talking about living your dream. And people laughing at you. And they're doubting you. People are going to think you're crazy. And sometimes you're going to think you're crazy. You're going to question yourself. It takes guts, ladies and gentlemen. No guts, no glory. Most people, when they hear no or they're rejected, it takes their power away. And they become discouraged. They lose their spirit. They lose their energy. They stop. No. When you're facing those rejections day in and day out, don't say, I had a bad day today. Say, I had a character building day. What did you learn? What did you get out of that day? When you get knocked down, and you're going to get knocked down, when you run into some roadblocks, and you're going to run into them, when you have some setbacks, you can always be able to bring yourself back in, knowing if someone has done it, it's possible that I can do it. You've got to be willing to face rejection and no again and again and again. Defeat again and again and again. And every time life knocks you down, you jump up and say, it's not over until I win. If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after that thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity, if neither cold poverty, famish or cold, sickness or pain, a body and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want, if dogged and grim you besiege and beset it, with the help of God, you'll get it.